show into a creep show. I peeped at the gods with their bodies all day glow. It's summertime, and it's the time to strut in strong. I'm gonna strut, strut, strut. I'm combing my braids, I'm seizing my brains, drinking shampoo and I'm tasting my grave. I'm wearing myself inside out, and I'm wearing my welcome inside out. It's summertime, and it's the time to strip my stuff. Woo! People get touchy, wanna touch my thighs. Take a vacation in the friendly skies. With my peacock heart, I wanna grunt and groan. Cut and paste all I've ever known. It's summertime, and it's the time to strut and strum. I'm gonna strut my stump. With my peacock hands and my tangerine skulls and my grizzly bear face and my voice from Target. The summertime, gonna strut my stuff. I'm gonna strut, strut, going backwards in time with my questionable eyes. And I'm drinking my grave, and I sit on my face.
Welcome to the Multimedia Men Podcast number 38. Yes.
Wait, did we rehearse that?
We did that. I like that. That was great. That was good. I like that.
And you guys were making eye contact.
We were. We
I
were
was
I fucking.
For you guys to put your hands in.
They're actually.
We
so
were I.
They're holding hands underneath the table. You should see it.
We were I fucking.
He's in at 37.
Too far, Brian.
Is that too far?
Nah.
All right.
Put
we
your
are,
pants back on.
We are here June 29th. A beautiful day. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the Angelica blog.
You have to say every single time.
I like to, because they're different segments.
Yeah, so people may not listen to all of them.
They just know me by my first name.
Or one by accident.
Just so Adam?
People know me.
People know you?
Yeah.
All right.
Do
so
you
here's
not
Adam.
Associated with the Angelica?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
Adam Driver's here.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Wait. That means we're all shirtless, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Dang. I would fuck
speaking
Adam
about
Driver.
Adam Driver, it's on my list.
But then you'd be Eskimo.
I thought about it too, but only first season Adam, not like in relationship Adam. Okay. He's just like, I want you to leave me. I could never date.
Kid? Hey, kid, I'm here for you.
Oh, I hate that. I don't want to be called kid. Yeah, so you don't, because you say that.
Come on, kid.
Yeah. Come already, because I'm about to come, kid.
Chuck's better.
Come on,
Chuck,
kid.
Chuck would do good things.
Yeah, we're also with Gwen Reyes from
Fresh Fiction.
West Fiction?
TV.
I love that confuses you. You're like,
Fresh Fiction.
Every time you say
and
Fresh.
Real Fiction.
And Real Vixen.
But that's,
yeah.
Real
and the literary expert.
Yeah, they're still around, but I do more with Fresh Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I just kind of cross.
And the literary expert
cross
of WFAA Channel 8 in the morning. She's eating a hamburger bun.
Well, it's actually a pancake.
It looks like a hamburger bun from
it's
here.
It's funny because it looks like a pancake. It tastes like a donut. It's pretty much everything that I've ever wanted in life.
Hooray. And we're with Susan Kamyab from thischickflix.com and Irving Community Television.
Hey.
And we're with Andrew Conway.
From the Dallas Smodcast with Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Lookalike.
And we're all here. We're having fun so far. We learned what Susan's fuck, marry, kills are. They were all the same person.
She may like the CW.
No. She was Fox.
No.
And Jim is amazing.
So we're going to do a little discussion here. Since we're in the middle, basically, of the summer, all the big summer movies are out.
It's only July.
Started in May.
Well, summer technically starts June 23rd, but yes.
Summer movies start, Amazing Spider-Man was like May 2nd.
Right.
It started that. So we're like in the middle of all these big movies coming out. So let's discuss these big summer movies. Have this year so far, have the summer movies lived up to your expectations?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think...
It's been a terrible year.
I think so, too. I liked Amazing Spider-Man 2, but eh. Transformer was terrible.
Well, technically, like... I mean, I think three films have been really... That are qualified for summer, like Obvious Child, and Boyhood's gonna come out in July 11th.
Those aren't really, like, big...
The big blocks.
He's
talking about summer movies.
Yeah, big blocks.
Not just movies that...
Not superheroes, but, like, big blockbuster movies. That's when Hollywood... releases a lot of their big...
X-Men First Class was actually...
It was good, but
I really enjoyed it.
You hated it.
I really liked it.
I liked about the first hour, and then when it became Wolverine story, and it was like all the friends came to hang out, it turned into Argo, and I was like, what the fuck is even happening anymore?
It's definitely a weird movie
I'm
when
here for
Wolverine plays the straight and narrow guy.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen.
But that was just my problem with it, because I felt like they could have just as easily done... a movie about bringing young Magneto and young Dr. X back together. Professor X.
Well, the original story was sending, you know, Kitty Pryde, but the problem is they didn't want to see her. They wanted to see Hugh Jackman for like an hour instead.
Yeah. And that was my biggest problem when it just turned. Yeah. And I'm like, do they not feel like these actors could carry this movie without them? They did in First Class, which I loved.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I liked it, and I liked Captain America.
Well, I think, Michael Fassbender kind of, like, just phoned it in because his role was so diminished.
Well,
people
Evan
love
Peters
Fox.
Was great in it,
though. But as overall, this summer, I feel like it's kind of been lackluster. And then that's like, how does this summer so far compare to other years?
Because I really enjoyed How to Train Your Dragon. And also 22 Jump Street.
22
Jump Street is
great.
Yeah. But I agree. And Neighbors?
Edge of Tomorrow is really good. Edge of Tomorrow is definitely an underrated film. You know, no one gave it credit because Tom Cruise was in it, but it actually turned out to be...
I need to see it, but everybody who's seen it has said it's like...
Edge of Tomorrow is really good. Yeah.
They're one of their favorite summer films.
It is. By far, like from the list of all the other stuff, I think Edge of Tomorrow is actually, definitely on the top of my tentpole movies for sure.
Yeah. And we haven't finished summer yet because I've been hearing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is going to be...
Oh, yeah.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy.
I cannot wait
for
the big gamble tomorrow.
Tammy. It looks like it's going to be funny.
But how do you think it compares to other previous years of summer?
I can't remember.
It's hard to say.
The year when the Avengers came out, I felt like that was like an epic summer. Maybe because that movie.
Well, next year's supposed to be an epic summer.
Yeah, so next year.
And 2016 now.
Yeah, this feels like
2015, 2016. Like,
this just feels kind of like a down year. Like a down summer.
I agree. Maybe it's the calm before the storm, before like every weekend is going to be a...
summers where they were really intense. Like, we had Avengers, and then...
You had the whole, like, all the Harry Potter stuff.
Iron Man
3 Twilight interacting.
Yeah. But see, even with Iron Man 3 and Hunger
Batman,
Games comes out in, like, November.
Hunger Games,
so.
And I'll tell you this. I'll go on the record right now for the summer. I think... Like you said before, I think the smaller indie films are way better this summer than the big blockbusters.
For sure.
Oh, for sure. Like, all of my top five are, like, the small.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's how it almost always is. And maybe it's because we're in the business of people who watch movies for a living, and we really just enjoy watching better quality films.
Because we know the difference between, like, explosions.
But there's always some amazing movies that pop out in the summer that no one notices.
Come out of nowhere,
I agree. Do you think there's more... do you think Hollywood's doing something more gearing towards kids this summer more than past? Maybe 22 Jump Street because that's...
Yeah.
But I feel...
There's that Echo movie.
But I feel like more and more movies are becoming PG-13. Like, Expendables 3 is going to be PG-13.
They know that, like, the kids are out for the summer and parents, they're trying to make it to where both parents and kids can enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Well, can't kids enjoy a rated R movie? I remember that.
Parents don't want to put them through that. They're going to be like, hello.
Yeah, parents now are like,
they're even worse
they're
now.
They're way too watchy. Because it's
but
so
kids
easy
see
to,
stuff even worse, like on the internet.
They do.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
Yeah.
But parents don't want to know that.
Yeah, but it's not the reason.
It's
all,
the whole, it goes back
it's making money.
Sex, you know, violence can, you know, be in everything, but once you have, you know,
exactly.
But it's
wrong.
Money.
Yeah.
It's money.
If
you pull PG-13, you have more money to it.
Kids nowadays are way more sexual.
However,
you guys remember that MTV little commercial thing? It was a long time ago. It was like a little cartoon thing, and it's like a mom and her son watching explosions and killing and blah. And mom doesn't care until all of a sudden it's like, oh, you saved me. You hear kissing, and the mom covers the kid's eyes.
Yeah,
that's
really, really weird. do you want more rated R action movie summer blockbusters?
Yeah.
gives them more freedom to do, you know, to
whatever they want.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those rated R actions are really reserved for the fall.
And see, I would like to bring up the Lego Movie. Because it's very wishy, because that has every feel to it of a summer movie, but they released at the beginning of the year, and it made tons of money. So I'm wondering why they don't kind of stagger them out.
Well, I think that they're probably going to do the second Lego Movie as a summer movie, because they don't want to put their summer movies, they have to take a huge risk with.
Yeah.
Those quiet January, February releases, if they're successful there, then there's kind of an opportunity, but summer is really reserved for properties they know will be successful.
Yeah, it's like the risks they put in
But then
the
Lego Movie would have made the same amount of money in the summer as
Maybe.
It did in January.
Possibly when it came out,
they
though.
They didn't know how it was going to be, though.
Yeah. And the
studio, that was a risk, kind of.
What studio made Lego Movie? Like, they plan it out so they don't
Disney,
have to, they don't compete
Warner
with the other movies they have.
I think it was DreamWorks.
And see, so that, if it was DreamWorks, for example, they don't want to put it out at the same time that they're going to try to have How to Train a Dragon 2, because they don't want those two movies competing, because they want to make money. They don't want to compete against themselves. So that's why they would
stagger them out.
And
they
knew
that
How to Train Your Dragon
already has a built-in audience.
How to bring it exactly?
Yeah,
a built-in
that's why
bring it in.
Marvel didn't release Captain America and Guardians of the Galaxy in the same weekend because they don't want to.
Wasn't
it's pretty much
the
that same sort of
summer?
Thing. It's coming
out.
That's something I'm excited about.
I thought Captain America 2 was actually really successful for what it was. I enjoyed it.
But why wouldn't you release Guardians of the Galaxy, let's say, at holiday time instead of the summer?
But see, The Guardians of the Galaxy is definitely a risk for them, and that's why they're putting it in August.
Yeah,
August is definitely used to be like where you just dump the movies you didn't think was going to actually make any money, but now August has become more of a ground for the indies, and we're getting a lot of that's when the Expendables first came out, and that became a successful trilogy, and they're making an all women's one, and so I think August has now become just like any other month where in the summer where you can actually make money, and so. Marvel's decided to put Guardians of the Galaxy because it is a gamble for them, but they feel it's going to be successful because they've actually had a really good marketing plan for it. I've really enjoyed the trailers. They've done a great job.
They've done a great job ever since they announced, and maybe because I'm friends with him on Facebook, but they've done a really good job with James Gunn because he's been marketing and talking about that movie since he first got his gig with it 2 years ago. And he talks about it all damn time. And he's always had exclusives and stuff, so if you get excited about it.
And
who is Nathan Fillion playing?
And they're really good, bringing up the eclectic group of people together too. They sort of do a cross promotion type thing, sort of like how Dancing with the Stars kind of will bring up sports guys, and that's sort of what Guardians of the Galaxy did, where they brought Chris Pratt in, and then they brought in Zoe Saldana, who was from Star Trek, and then they brought in the wrestler. So they're trying to bring in people that are going to what's about Bautista? I can't remember.
Bautista.
And so they try to bring. People in this group, so hopefully someone's one of those people they can come to.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's Groot and Bradley Cooper and Rocket Raccoon as well.
And so they all
have
they're
not in there though.
They all have
huge
voices,
yeah.
Yeah, they all have huge fan bases.
They still recognizable voices.
Well, and even in the trailer where they just show what's his name? In the trailer the guy from Step Brothers,
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. They show him, I'm sure he's gonna get a big part, but everyone can relate to him. They know who that character is, and he's the one that they use to sort of describe all these characters. So they try to bring something relatable so people can actually go, I like this guy. And,
I wish we could see more comedies in the summer. Because
that's
my preferred. I know we have Tammy coming out. And I know
we have 22 Jump Street
and Neighbors. It's just I wish that there were more.
We also have What If, which looks awesome. It's on my list.
Cannot wait.
And what about the one you just said, the ones from the White Hot American Summer guys?
They came together?
They came together.
Yeah, but let's...
Is it together? Oh, I've heard it wasn't good.
Well, if you like White Hot American Summer, you'll love...
Let's talk about that. I noticed on Angelica, that movie came out this week.
Yeah.
There's only two showings.
It's, because the studio did a four-wall and not a real,
What's a four-wall?
Basically where they actually buy out the theater itself and they're handling the showtimes themselves. So
why would they do that?
So basically, they just want the prime show. So it's it's in theaters as qualifying for
because they also released it on video on demand at the same time.
Yeah. Okay,
and so that's what they're going with that thing. So it's on VOD.
If they want to get credit or anything for
the Academy qualified, you have to have a certain amount of runs
and
a certain.
And
so
that's a good part of their distribution plan, especially with they're doing VOD.
That's a good topic. Do you think these summer big blockbusters will eventually make their way VOD same day?
I don't think something like Captain America will do it.
No.
But I would see something like even the Neighbors.
You don't see Apple like, here's $1 billion or here's $100 million
to
put it on VOD.
Always be reserved for the more indie comedies and stuff that want to make, try to make their money back as fast as they can. But like these big time, they're putting so much money into the marketing and so much into like the, you know, these summer blockbusters that they're going to want to
They're
going to
make all their money
and,
in with butts and seats.
Yeah,
because
if they did VOD, the issue too would be like the theaters would start revolting against them, and they wouldn't show those movies. They wouldn't give them those prime spots because the theaters don't make their money until like the third or fourth week. Like the first few weeks are pretty much all going back to the studio, and so the theaters don't want to compete with you being able to sit at home and watch the movie. So they want the rights to show the movie for a certain amount of times before it gets to those other channels.
Yeah. And it's also an issue of like if you get it from VOD for $12.99. Or $7.99 or whatever. But you can invite all of us over to watch it. That's only one $7.99. Whereas if we went and bought a ticket to see it, it would be $15 a person. So they're going to make more money off of that. They're going to keep their big ones that they're trying to make their $200 million budget back.
All right.
And they will get that money. Like Transformers is point number one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, unfortunately.
It's the first big blockbuster.
Because, well, they're starting to focus more and more on foreign markets, too. And that's one thing, like, with Transformers. They actually, in Transformers, they shot a bunch of it in China because they want to, that's the huge new market that everyone's trying to focus on. And, you know, it opened $30 million on Friday in China, which is ridiculous over there. So it's on part of almost compete with the American market. And so... You'll see more and more. That's a more and more huge big blockbusters that are going to turn to more of an international audience, not just focus on the American crowd.
What do y'all think?
We'll be losing dialogue.
More action sequences.
Facial expressions. Yes. So we're going back to the 1920s, and we're going to
silent film.
No more talking.
So do you think that Hollywood saves their sequels and remakes for the summer for a certain reason?
Because it's going to put butts in seats.
It's not necessarily only summer, it's also Christmas time. And
Because like that was one thing I always thought was weird, that Anchorman 2, for example, came out at Christmas.
Well, Horrible Bosses 2 is coming out late this year.
Well, Star Wars is scheduled to come out at Christmas.
Well,
also.
If you remember last Christmas, there was like four movies, big movies that came out on that day.
The Hobbit movies,
Well, The Hobbit, for some reason, I guess maybe because Lord of the Rings all came out at Christmas. It's like we've been trained.
It was always like a couple weeks before the holidays.
And did this first How You Train Your Dragon came out like Thanksgiving time?
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. It's like that's the thing. So like Twilight was one where Twilight came out in. Oh no, Twilight was always a fall. It was always a Thanksgiving release. But like Hunger Games was a March release the first time, and now it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
So it's funny to see where people think, like the studios think that more popular ones are going to go. Like Harry Potter was. Was a Christmas movie the first few times, and they switched it to a summer movie.
Yeah. I think just for Hunger Games, I guess, they're like, everybody's home for
Thanksgiving
and
I thought you were going to say there's a cornucopia in it, so obviously it should be
a porn utopia.
It's always autumn.
It's a porn utopia, not a corn utopia.
Sorry.
Wait.
So you'd fuck Jennifer Lawrence, is what you're saying?
No.
She's a pretty girl.
Candace,
that's who I would kill instead.
What?
Not Katniss, I would kill with President
Josh
Snow.
Huntington.
Oh, President Snow. Okay.
Josh Huntington, because he seems to die.
Yeah, he's boring. My next fuck, marry, kill will be boring people. I've got a list for that.
Gale. He has great algae painting skills, though.
Whatever.
So summer movies. So upcoming summers in 2015 and 2016, we have like literally at first, like at the beginning of this year, every big movie was coming out next summer, but they've had to
push a lot
back to the following summer. What are you looking forward to as far as upcoming? So like there's Star Wars, of course. There's
Batman
Avengers 2, Batman versus Superman.
Dawn of Justice.
Warner Brothers literally made their slate through like 2021.
Yeah.
Well, so Marvel has it also.
Yeah. It's just crazy
how far in advance the.
Well, I was excited that we finally got the announcement that we're going to get a Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Yeah, there was an announcement this week that Scarlett, they finally decided to do a Black Widow. They're tired of all the people being like, where's my Scarlett Johansson movie?
I'm interested to see
what
they do with Fantastic Four also.
Oh, yeah.
Take all your clothes off, Black Widow.
I have zero interest in that. Maybe because I was so burned and injured and like affronted by the first two Fantastic Four movies.
I really like Silver Surfer, though. I wish they would have just given a spinoff movie and Doug Jones would have been happy.
Oh, Doug
Jones. Honestly, Teller is going to be in it. So yeah.
Let's we just
that's good.
let's bring up another big summer movie. They announced that Guillermo del Toro is doing Pacific Rim 2.
You guys,
yeah.
Christmas came on Friday. I was so excited about that because it was like we're not going to do it, and they're like we're totally doing it.
But then he made $300 million.
Well, yes, because it's an amazing movie.
Well, you know what he's talked about doing? He talked about bringing Godzilla. Yeah. Into the kaiju universe.
That's a testament of the foreign markets because it didn't do real well in America, but the foreign markets saved it.
Yeah.
And he's also doing an animated show about it. As
correct,
well.
Yeah.
Wait, guys.
So, Charlie Day.
Charlie
Day.
And he'll bring back Idris Elba from the dead.
Yes.
You know who? Idris Elba didn't die in that movie.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he did. No, wait, did he?
He got into the.
That's right.
They said if he ever got into it one more time.
But Ron Perlman didn't die.
No,
he came out at the end out of the stomach.
Where's my shoe?
Best line of that movie.
He's the best character since Bruce Campbell in Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
He was so good. Well, that's our summer movie discussion. Let us know what you think about these summer movies these days. We're hoping for better. This is kind of a slow year. So, all right, that's summer discussion.